Cody, how's it going, man?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Thanks so much for taking out the time.
No, thank you guys very much.
All right. Now, you know, I grew up, you know, a wrestling fan going all the way back to the 80s, man. So, of course, I saw your dad do his thing. So, well, I want to ask you, what is it like not only following in your father's footsteps in the WWE, but making a name for yourself and living your own dream? What's that like?
I think for me, I really focus on the latter, on the making, you know, a name for myself. I love, you know, my father, and not just his dad, but as a performer, as an entertainer. He touched a lot of people, but, you know, I don't do any service to anybody being Dusty Rhodes Jr.
Right.
One of the things I'm really just dig is that if you put Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, if you put Gold Dust, and you put myself all on the same sheet of paper, everybody looks so different and has a really different career path. And I think that's kind of all out of, you know, respect for one another. Everybody trying to do their own thing.
Absolutely. So, you know, the life of a WWE superstar, you know, you guys are on the road, you're performing so many days out of the year. What is life like on the road, traveling to all these different cities and putting on a great show for the fans?
Man, it's so boring, to be honest. Like, the shows are what make it all, you know, worthwhile. There's nothing boring about those. But to be honest, we fly in to these places. We go everywhere. We fly in, and typically the crew, you know, all piles in excessively into, you know, really we should be like two to a car, but everybody's always trying to, like, get like four or five guys in a car. So you've got all these oversized people, oversized bags, oversized appetites.
Right.
You find your GPS, your gym, you go to your gym, and then it gets really good when you go through a drive-thru anywhere, because everybody's like a double meat,
right,
no bun type. And these people at 12, 1 o'clock, they have no interest in making that for you. It's always a disaster. That's probably one of the things I look forward to most, is the McDonald's run after a show with a car with a guy like superstar Brodus Clay, or even my best friend Damian Sandow is a big boy himself. Those people they hate us when we're driving away.
Now, I want to ask about your best friend, Mr. Sandow. Now, is it true? Are the Road Scholars over? Is it done?
It's done.
Oh.
It's done until we reunite again.
Okay.
But it's done. You know, we were never really meant to be a tag team. We did some things on the product, on the program, that's piqued some interest here and there, and then we ended up tagging. But as far as, you know, the big live events like the one we're talking about in Cleveland,
yes,
we always were singles competitors to begin with, you know, and we were having singles matches and trying to kind of, you know, fill the next block for ourselves. And, you know, on TV, we were just having a good time. It's fun that you can have a tag team partner that you actually are friends with. And
right.
That completely worked to our advantage.
That's cool. All right, now let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's talk about your show coming up here in Cleveland, here Sunday, March 3rd at 5 p.m. at the Wohlstein Center. Now, I hear you're taking on Randy Orton, so let the fans know what's in store for them coming up on Sunday.
You know, one of the best things about a Randy Orton-Cody Rhodes match is that Randy Orton was genuinely, you know, my mentor at one point.
Yeah.
In the business. So he's one of those guys that, you know, he taught me everything he knew, maybe should have taught me one less thing.
Right.
It always, whenever you can test your mettle in a teacher versus student matchup, it's something I really look forward to very, very much. And the show's stacked. I mean, Alberto Del Rio, the World Heavyweight Champion, versus my former WrestleMania nemesis, The Big Show, in a Last Man Standing match. Actually, kind of a new match, too, for the show that totally threw me, but I'm sure will be great. Team Hell No versus Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston.
Right.
And I haven't seen Big E really get in the ring and wrestle bell to bell yet, and I know this guy's strongest guy pound for pound, so I'm looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, that should be a really good match. All right, now I'm going to let you get out of here after this, but we got to talk about WrestleMania. It's the biggest show of the year. Now, who do you think will win the rematch between Cena and The Rock?
Man, I made the wrong call last year. Last year, I said John Cena all the way. John Cena, it's so tough to tell.
Yeah.
what, though? I'm going to make the same call that I made last year. I'm going to say John Cena.
Going Cena again, okay.
The momentum, you know, Rock had all the momentum, but it's kind of one of those rivalry, you know, type games, matchups where there's just so much animosity coming from Cena. There's so much I feel like he's going to pull out to win a match with The Rock. So I'll pick John Cena.
All right. Any truth to the rumors that you may be taking on your brother at WrestleMania?
Man, they're just rumors, but he provides a great deal of truth to him because he shows up at different events that I genuinely didn't know he was showing up at, like the Royal Rumble. I think you'll see it somewhere. I don't know if you'll see it at WrestleMania. I know if you did, it would be premier, but I wouldn't be surprised if you see Goldust sticking his head in the door here and there.
All right, cool. Cody Rhodes, WWE superstar, I want to thank you so much for taking out the time, and we're going to see you this Sunday, March 3rd, 5 p.m. at the Wohlstein Center here in Cleveland. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
All right, take care.